We're joined in the studio by Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, who graciously comes in once a month to update us on local law enforcement happenings. Good to see you. What's been going on with Cook County law enforcement?
Well, it's, knock on wood, we've had a fairly good beginning of the summer. We're fully staffed, and just activity is actually quite normal, I guess, and that's okay. We'll take that.
Well, I've seen that there's alcohol server training going on, and also you mentioned that there have been some compliance checks that have been going on with the local establishments. Can you talk about that?
Correct. Yeah. Last fall of 2009, we did 46 compliance checks, and out of the 46, we had five failures or non-compliance. And then this spring, we were able to check 26, and we had seven failures. So usually it goes the other way. Usually it gets a little bit better, but it got a little bit worse. But still, we're doing really good. I mean, I got to commend the liquor establishments, the license holders, that our percentages are really good compared to statewide. With that being said, we are offering alcohol server training in conjunction with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, their Alcohol Enforcement Division. Alcohol and Gambling Enforcement Division, Brian Kringen will be coming up, and we'll be doing it tonight at the Cascade Lodge from 6 until 8 p.m., and then tomorrow at Windigo Lodge from 10 a.m. to 12 or till noon. It's about like a two-hour training, and it'll cover some of the laws and, over-serving is one of the topics, and then checking IDs. And then so the first part would be more kind of reviewing laws and stuff like that, and the second part will be identifications properly, mm-hmm. and validating somebody's identification, and that's pretty important, mm-hmm. that we don't serve underage people and or we overserve people. But so anyways, with the training today, I certainly encourage all the liquor establishments and those license holders to send their employees to these trainings. It's really, really good, and also may provide a little discount on their insurance.
Last month when I spoke to you, you mentioned that there had been quite a few DUIs and about half and half locals, half visitors. How's that looking this month?
I would say it's actually probably a little bit more on the visitor side this month, if I remember correctly. But, I think with the influx of the tourists coming and the visitors coming to Cook County, we'll see that kind of shift a little bit more. If we get the DUI arrests, that will flip more towards visitors. And I try to remember, I think we've only had like four or five this month. So, okay. I think, you drive around at night, and just thinking back when I first moved here in 89, the local bars would be packed on a Friday and Saturday night. And you just don't see that anymore. And I think, maybe there's some people in there, but I think people are just being a lot more careful about how much alcohol they consume and they're driving. And obviously the DUI, penalties have gotten much more severe.
And the police force is a lot more aggressive now.
That's correct. I would certainly agree with that, and I think we should be, because I think, as we know, DUI is a leading cause of fatalities on our Minnesota highways.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of a tough situation because of the visitor aspect. How does that aggressive attitude sort of fit with a tourist-based mm-hmm. economy?
Well, when we say aggressive, I think they're not pulling over people nilly-willy. They're making good traffic stops based on reasonable suspicion, either speeding or weaving, going over the center line, and I think if people are doing that and they're breaking the law, they're going to get stopped.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Sheriff?
We've had a lot of foggy weather, a lot of rainy weather, and we just need to remind people that to turn their headlights on. And, state law says if, especially during foggy or rainy weather, to have your headlights on. So, and it's just for your own safety and the safety of everybody out there, and we certainly want to remind people to do that. And one more thing, it was brought up before we came in here, is I see it all the time, and we've probably, even me, have all been guilty of it, but when somebody's making a left turn on Highway 61 or wherever, you cannot go around them. You gotta be patient and sit there and wait for that person to make the left turn. And I know it can be, it can be a long time, especially a stoplight with all the traffic, but it's real important, because if somebody else is turning left or somebody's crossing the street, a pedestrian, you could create an accident, and that's the reason for that loss. So it's just important to remind people when somebody's making a left turn, you cannot go around them unless there's a bypass lane, and the shoulder is not the bypass lane.
Thank you
see that all the time. So
thank you. That's been a pet peeve of mine for quite a while. Well, if you've just joined us or came in partway through, we've been talking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, and he comes in once a month to update us on local law enforcement happenings. Thanks a lot, Sheriff.
Thank you.